So, welcome to my day. All right, so everything's in place. So this is about committing to the follow through. Yeah, I knew they were gonna tap into that one. This is about committing to the follow through. So when we say yes, please extend the riches, please, oh my gosh. And they're showing me the Oracle card that's joy and stability. So that's as good as it gets. I mean, that's what you want. That's the tipping point where you're moving. And I literally, when I said tipping point, I suddenly saw kids like on a sleigh or whatever, like just going by that crest and just having a gay old time. So this is about our advancement. It's specifically about our follow through. In other words, it's when, oh my gosh, the energies are so beautiful. When we sign up, when we say yes, please, when we open up to our full consent, which we want, because who wants to stay in dualism and just get tossed around by somehow external forces? So when we say yes, we open up to higher currency, we open up to higher channels, we open up to higher affordability, and so it's our right to do so. So what they're doing is basically using exactly what's occurred is, as we offer ourselves up to the starlight brings us awarenesses crisp clear of our past concerns, our past follies. Now, it's set up, and I got energy just coming through in like waves, in these magnificent waves. It's set up for our excellence. So we want to remember that. They're saying be crystal clear when the waves of fear come up, or like in my case, I'm just attracting all kinds of phenomena. I mean, it's almost like bizarre, so you know something's up. It's not to cause concern. It's not to trip you up. It's not there to stay. It's there in broad stroke sequencing to help you ascend, to help you pass. So it's gonna show up, and because we're holding more and more power, more and more light, it's gonna show up so that you don't miss the cue, so that you almost get stopped. So you're like, okay, what's going on here? It's showing up in due course of arrival because we're ready to administer the higher quotient, the higher advancement, the higher allowance. In other words, we're ready to conduct business. So if you can think of preschool, you think of grammar school, you think of high school, it's like you're not going to give the same problems to each of those levels, because you're going to give them a problem that they can readily complete. It doesn't mean that there's not work involved. You watch a high schooler do homework. I mean, there's work involved, but they can readily complete it with a little focus and attention. So it's the same thing with us. What we're coming upon are exercises due of completion. In other words, it's not there to cause you misery. It's there for purposes of education. It's there for purposes of reclaiming our stardom, of reclaiming our holiness. So instead of really reaching high levels when you meditate and then going off with your personality self for the rest of the day, we're performing, they're saying like we're meeting in the middle. So instead of there being this huge gap between, oh, I felt like the peace of God, but now I gotta tend to business, it's as we attend to follow through. In other words, and they're showing me the Fool card. So it's like, here we go, off on our journey. And the energies that are here to support us are so beautiful, so substantial, and so timely, because we're here to serve. We're here to make the difference. And so you can't serve out of small penance. You can't serve out of your own suffering. You can't serve when you can't find your own way. So what we're doing, each of us, is we're clearing the pathway. We're clearing the pathway. So instead of being reactionary, instead of following those old dream sequences, because remember, this is all a dream, and instead of following those old beliefs and those old paradigms, everything that's ready to be kicked out, it's kicked out to alert us to a place of new beginnings, to alert us to a new happening. And so for me, it's getting a little goofy. I mean, it's like weird things, like who would materialize this? But again, it's to signal our advancement. So the more that we can each understand that everything, all of these like polarized opposites, everything that is occurring comes forth. It's almost like a scavenger hunt, where it's like every time you attend to something out of sequence, and you take, here's the important part, you take ownership. You take prized possession. Now, we don't like to play that game. The world will say, I'm the victim, if only someone else didn't do whatever. But we want to remember that we're the creators of consciousness. So everything we experience comes through our own broadcast. Now, that's not always fun when something goes amiss, to understand, what am I signaling? What am I still broadcasting that I wasn't consciously aware of, that I've been holding in my personality self, that in the past would just be a normal day of duality, but now that we're ascending, now that we're rising to our power, is clearly showing that there's a belief that is no longer serving me, or there's a fear, or there's whatever it may be. Now, we all are going to bring the gift of prophecy. In other words, once we recognize that time is up, you will be alerted. If you don't know the connection, if you don't know what's occurring, just go within your heart. And the second that we recognize life is coming from us, that it's coming from our own extension, that's where we come into liberty. That's where we come into heavenly bliss, because we're choosing to be the creator. We're choosing ownership. We're choosing it with delight, with delight. Because again, as we clear the deck, as we clear and open up to our brilliance, open up to our promise, to open up to our clear reflection, again, this is where we bring forth, and they're showing me the card, Material Harvest. Now, everybody wants that card when I do a reading. Everybody wants that card. So you got to think about that. To have the material harvest, you're wanting to hold the light. So what we're clearing out are all those figments, illusionary distractions that keep us focused on old entitlements versus holding that faith, holding that entitlement, calling forth the extension of the rays. Each of us, I see us like these, the rays of God. It's like we're all receiving, without exception, with all receiving, and we're all getting empowered. So this is the time of true reflection. In English, it's like to wake up in consciousness to the mechanics of consciousness. Exactly how are you creating through your day? Are you aligning with your higher self, or are you spinning in fear? Are you spinning in anger? And so when you notice yourself spinning, it's having the honor and the realization and the insight to recognize that that's occurring. Hold on, guys. Come here, buddy. Come here. To recognize that that's occurring so that we can transmute and open up to our heavenly bliss. So again, we don't have to 100% know right away exactly what's up, but we're each moving into this place of sensitivity and pure recall. We're growing in our response system. We're growing in our true nature. We're growing in the realization that we're holding the power. Now that's very, very important because each of us have opportunity to demonstrate that power, to create what we would call miracles, but it's simply demonstration of faith, demonstration of allowance. So we're each stepping up in terms of recognizing our master consciousness and learning indeed how to master that consciousness, how to choose from our light, how to choose from our wisdom. And when we notice that we're making choices of past history to open up to our highest claim. So the energies that are coming forth, the activation is coming forth, I love when they say this, is coming forth our pleasure. So this is about pleasing the higher self. If you're unconscious to how you're creating, it is hard to get into alignment to please the higher self. In other words, to follow our steps that are ordered to bring forth the victory, to bring forth the breakthroughs. Each of us have breakthroughs on order. Like I literally see it energetically. It's there, waiting. It's almost like beaming, these energies, and you're gonna feel it. So those of you like, I feel like something's coming, that's what you're feeling, because these energies are like almost like pulsating. So it's there showing you your truth, showing you your acquitted self. And so as we trust that, as we extend ourselves in faith, as we extend ourselves in true victory, we arise and form new unions. And so that's what we're doing. Instead of functioning out of that old, the old beliefs, the old lifestyle, we're learning how to forge with the new template. So the timelines, it's already here. So this is the wonderful news. We're not waiting. We're learning how to recollect our efforts. In other words, how to gather our energy, how to gather our strength, and to step in to the new vocation, to step into the new lifestyle, to step in to the new opportunity of delight. And so what we're realizing is literally we're being, taken by the hand and shown our own delivery, shown our own steps. So again, how we do this is we wake up to our own material. We wake up and adjust our learning curve to our own advancement. So how fast this occurs is, you know, like sometimes they want me to explain this, and I do this, by the way. I'll ask my guides just the way, when I said I'll ask my guides, I literally had all these blue orbs go off confirming that. I ask my guides just the way everyone asks me, how long is this going to be? How long do you think until my breakthrough? And they have the same answer. It's self-determining. It's self-determining. We don't really quite understand the power that's in our back pocket. We really don't. So how fast it occurs is how fast we're willing to open our school books, to pay attention to the lessons. And so as we open up our spiritual vision to our own consent, in English, you don't have to be clairvoyant. You don't have to hear channeling, you know, word by word. It's really intention. So we're signaling our readiness when we pull back from the old lifestyle. In other words, we stop blaming the government. We stop blaming others, even though governments can look kind of goofy. We really recognize that it's a dream of consciousness. And as we attend to our own business, in other words, everything that's occurring day by day, as we attend, as we adjust, as we congratulate, and they're showing me the strength card in tarot. So again, my strength card has this beautiful infinity sign. I don't think I've done one of these attunements when I have not seen that infinity sign. And it's very, very powerful. It's very, very powerful. So they want me to step out and explain this. If you have any area, if you have somebody in your life that you're just really still struggling with in terms of releasing prior privileges, prior endowment. In other words, it's like there's still unconscious charge, or you're having trouble forgiving, or whatever it may be. Imagine that there's an infinity symbol between the two of you. You can do it with your arms, so it's like each person crisscrosses arms, or you can just imagine that infinity symbol between the two, because what that's going to help you do is take you out of the linear boxing. Because remember, there is no linear, there is no world. What we're doing is healing our consciousness, we're healing our mind. So when we bring that infinity, it's signaling our readiness to be served by our higher endowment, to be served by our higher self. So it's a very useful tool, because what we're saying is we're willing to defer. We're willing to release the old game of that linear tug of war, that linear lifestyle, and we're opening up to true address. Another way of saying it is like you're surrendering what's for the highest and best good of all. We say that with words, but the truth of it is, when we say it with words, they're saying we still tend to have preferences, you know? So it's like, whatever's for the highest and best good of all, but can I go first, you know, or can you consider my needs or whatever, versus really surrendering the attachment to your linear role, trusting, knowing that your higher self knows what's going to make you happy in ways that you can't imagine. So it's almost like, I know we're going on a tangent, but they're like, keep going. So it's almost like when, you know, thank goodness I didn't get what I prayed for, that kind of thing. So the more that we relax and really defer, bow down to our higher self, so our higher self, divine self, whatever, your Christ self, but that's where we have, and they're showing me like money. We all seem to respond to money. And they're just showing me like these stacks of bills and golden coins and jewelry. So that's where we receive our just desserts. That's where we open up to our brilliance. And they're saying in ways our linear self still can't imagine. So what we're doing day by day is releasing our attachment to like the linear platform. And it seems like a tall order when we're still in form, because we're still attending to form. You're not losing form. You're not losing, you know, all the things that come with it. But what you're doing is being guided, being led by divine grace. Now that's substantial, because divine grace knows like back ways. It knows how to make things possible that your linear mind, because it's still programmed in the old response system, doesn't have a clue. It helps us to release the burdens. It helps us to release the bitterness. It helps us to release the fears. So what we're doing is, and when I'm saying this, I've got these monks, oh my goodness, they've got amazing headdress is what they have. Amazing headdress. So it's the Dalai Lama is what it is. It's the Dalai Lama is what it is. Oh my goodness. It's like I'm starstruck, and he's helping me with that, because that's going to keep me stuck. So he's like, let's just do this here. So if I see the Dalai Lama as something of great importance, and I'm just little whoever I am, I'm missing the point. I'm missing the message, because what we're bringing forth are extensions of our own faith, of our own alliance. So he's playing the game with me to demonstrate something for the group. So when we were talking about that infinity symbol, he's doing that with me. And he's saying trust. So it's for all of us to trust that we're aligned with this remembrance. So whatever you think of the Dalai Lama, he's got wisdom beyond the linear focus. Let's just agree upon that. So as we trust, and he's saying this is very important now, when we have that infinity symbol, to see the equal pleasure. He's saying, I missed that part, to see the equal pleasure. So when we have the difficulties with whoever, we have the infinity symbol, and we're seeing them as equal. He's stepping in because he says, I missed that part when I was delivering the message. So that equality will relieve, he says, that Tom and Jerry. So it's like someone seems to have the power, someone seems to be in control, someone seems to be in authority. Whether it's like a real situation, real in our dream state, or a past consideration. In other words, you're being triggered. So this is why we jump into fear, or we jump into whatever it is, because we feel unequal power. What we want to remember is we're dreaming these beings that we seem to feel unsteady with. So again, the infinity symbol, equal measure, equal partnership. Beautiful. He's bestowing offerings to us. I just don't know that I'll ever forget this attunement. He's laughing. He's like, there's more to come. He's bestowing offerings to us for us to remember. He says, for us to remember. He says, the mind, he says it's like a tricky fellow. He's like, it's like very slick, it's sly. So the offerings that are being extended are to support our good memory, to support our good memory. He's going like this to each of us. When they do that, it's like a download, because it's like from a master's third eye to a disciple, So it's like a reverent movement, posture, but it's symbolic of the transfer. So it's like third eye to third eye for our receptivity. He's really on me, because my linear mind is still starstruck. And he's like, no, you're missing the point. He says, equality. He's looking at all of us. He says, look at all these masters. He says, look, each one of you. He says, I'm coming to greet each one of you. It's beautiful. All right. I'm just so out of sequence with our offering this evening. So let me come back one moment, please. He's like using words that I'm familiar, like I normally use. He says, I'll speak your language. He says, think of this as like your daily bread. Because I always tend to follow Joshua's programming at times. So he's like, think of this as your daily bread. Think of this as your daily bread, daily enrichment. And he's laughing. He's very, very funny. He says that Jesus fellow was onto something there. So beautiful. But again, the point being, our daily bread, our daily fellowship, it's here and it's a constant here. And what we're learning, I literally see like Jacob's ladder, we're learning to climb that ladder effectively. So imagine the image of showing me, like if we were all like cadets in the academy or whatever it was. And so part of the obstacle course that, you know, we were training on, you know, we would have to learn, but it's something that we can learn. And what he's saying is that's self-evident. But if we can place that in our breastplate, if we can put that away in our wallet, in our purse or whatever it is, but take it with us, that this is something doable. He says what he notices with spiritual candidates is, he says, they keep putting everything out of reach, where, yeah, that's for, you know, enlightened masters, but, you know, me. And he's saying it's important for us to see this is attainable, that the reason we're being called is because we're ready. This is something that we can work with every day, that we can grow in light, that we can look at our mind and no longer believe in it. No longer believe. It'll happen. We'll watch it. But it's like watching little kids in a playground. You're going to watch them do things or pretend or say things, but you know truth. You know truth. And as he's saying, as we will request his assistance, he will meet us. He will meet us, and he will support our efforts, our willingness. All right, so with the energies that have been offered on so many levels, let us open up and receive our entitlement. And so I literally have, you guys look like you have like these capes of light, but these capes are signaling your activation, your readiness, your position of readiness or entitlement. So they've really been emphasizing this tonight, to understand our abilities, to understand guys, when I say abilities, it's like our level of degree, our level of awareness. It's just beautiful. So as we receive these energies, to please receive for the benefit of all. In other words, as we embody grace, as we embody love, as we embody true assertion, then these energies support the collective. The energies support the whole. And that's why we're here. That's why we're opening up our lives for Ready Advance, because as we're learning how to choose 5D, as we're learning how to release our plugins, our attachments to our old persuasions, what we do is we establish grace for mass consciousness, for the collective. And so vibrationally, we ignite others. Like, we are literally the tuning fork, near and far. So, again, it's like with ample abundance. So think of something where it's just unending. You know, if you go to get water from a water fountain, it's unending. There's not a cap. Okay, it's like, oh, that's it. That's all the water. Next. It's never ending. So the more that we can receive that, think of like a river flowing, with justified pride. In other words, that's where we leave the limited concept. Everything we experience in 3D, there's limitation. There is polarization. So we're going beyond that and tapping that place of true remembrance. And so any limits that we place in terms of how much we can receive in this activation are created by mind. They don't exist. So just notice how full you feel, how much allowance you feel entitled to. And then they're saying, and then expand, and then receive further, and then receive further. Again, this is traveling to all of our parallel lives, what we would call they're saying past destinations, but our past lives. And also our future advances, because again, as we are proactive In our entitlement, we collapse timelines. We simply don't need them. We don't need the lessons because we're rapidly developing in the here and now that what was planned is of no concern. In other words, there's no need to have those experiences because we've already aligned to that higher frequency. So let us take a moment to receive in full abundance. They're saying to remember this entitlement in moments where we still slumber, in moments where we still, feel the fear, feel the suffering, whatever it may be, to remember this abundance, to remember this allowance, because it's going to guide you. There's someone that's developing their gifts and they're saying, what do I do? Practice. For two reasons. One is you're retrieving more sensation. In other words, you're learning how to respond to the light and you're bringing the light in, whether you're practicing just in terms of your own awarenesses or you're delivering messages or services to others. You're bringing forth practical wisdom. Secondly, you're learning how to trust. And they're saying so much of the learning curve right now for us is for us to give ourselves permission to trust our own involvement. In other words, the messages we're receiving, the energy we're receiving, because we're shifting in our identification. And that takes a little bit of follow through. In other words, because of the socialization, because of the indoctrination, it's like repetition is very, very purposeful. So that's why practice is very, very purposeful, because every day you're teaching yourself your truth. So I hope that helps somebody. There's someone else you're struggling. I don't know what's going on. Pray for that person. Pray. You're looking at me cross-eyed. Yes, pray. The reason being is it's going to help you. So when you pray for them, of course, they're going to receive benefit, but it's going to take you out of the entanglement. In other words, you're receiving prophecy. You're receiving guidance, but you're not hearing it because you're all busy with those afflictive emotions. So when you pray, it's like you drop it and you move to that higher alignment of self. And from there, you will receive the guidance. So it takes you to higher frequency is what it does. And as we were explaining, bringing like that higher self entry. It'll work. There's someone else. Do you are there beings in your room? Yes, and you know that answer, but it's that whole can I really trust? Yes. It's like you're taking double takes of things. Like, was something there? Yes, it was. You're doing really well, by the way. Okay, feels complete. So thank you so very much for showing up, not just this evening, but Spirit just says thank you. For showing up, for being present, for holding your light, for walking your path. There is so much appreciation because, again, We can't do it from the other side. It's the reason we all committed to this incarnation. So we're doing it from this state, from this reality. So the support is immeasurable, and the opportunity is as well. And the appreciation, if we could each really receive that, that, you know, sometimes we walk things out, people don't know what we're going through, but Spirit does, your guides do, your higher self does, and everything you do matters. Every time, I just got confirmation here when I said that, everything you do matters. Every time we choose the light, it's like we don't always get accolades right away. We don't always get our breakthrough. And it can get like a little, concerning or frustrating, because it's like, doesn't anyone appreciate what I'm doing? At least that happens for me from time to time. So they're just bringing forth that awareness that it is appreciated beyond your current approach, beyond your current understanding. So again, so much gratefulness and thanks. Love to everyone as well. So thank you for joining. I will put